Widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. One person is dead and another has critical injuries after a double stabbing in Macon County. The Macon County Sheriff says this happened Wednesday night near Notasulga. One person has been arrested, but their name has not been released. Troy police are investigating a double shooting last night. This happened in the 600 block of North Three Notch Street. Police say one of the victims was taken to a Montgomery hospital with life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. And the Alabama House of Representatives has passed the Anti-Road Rage Act. The bill says drivers could be ticketed for driving more than a mile and a half in the left lane without passing another car. The bill now moves to the Alabama Senate for debate. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 417, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details. U.S. only.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accept it. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
Assange was removed from the Ecuadorian embassy, where he'd been holed up for 7 years. The Ecuadorians, who'd apparently had enough, invited police in to arrest him.
White House officials have tried to pressure U.S. immigration authorities to release detainees onto the streets of sanctuary cities to retaliate against President Trump's political adversaries.
Winter weather blasting millions of people in the middle of the country.
Some areas are expected to see more than 2 feet of snow.
Authorities making an arrest in a series of fires at historic black churches in southern Louisiana.
Former President Obama's first White House counsel was indicted in a case that grew out of the Mueller investigation.
There are sweeping new charges against the lawyer who took on President Trump. Michael Avenatti is now accused of stealing millions from his own clients.
Bloomberg reports Amazon is listening to what you tell Alexa.
Dozens of the company's employees are studying your conversations.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Demo show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Don't forget we have Legislative Roundtable at 2 o'clock. Will Dismukes and Clyde Chambers will be our in-studio guests. Let's go to Flower Child. Flower Child, welcome aboard the Demo show.
Hey, Dan. Can I get in on the... I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Can I get in on the Sweet Creek?
No.
826?
Of course you can. Give me your month and day, bud.
826.
You got a Joey sign?
Yes, yes.
We're going to do that drawing in about 50 minutes.
Okay. They need to go back and listen to that testimony of Barr. Who opened the question first? It was that dumb Democrat woman that says, you're not suggesting spying, are you? And, of course, Barr is just kind of flat-footed, you know, like, yes, it is spying. And what on earth is the S in FISA stand for? Surveillance. It's just a more PC word for spying.
Well, I didn't get to the cut. I think I got it embedded in another cut. But Comey says, you know, a court-authorized surveillance. It was a court-approved surveillance. He makes it sound like they're the ones who came up with it. They're not the ones who came up with it. The FBI are the ones that came up with it. And who is that? That's Comey. That's Andrew McCabe. That's Sally Yates. It's all those people.
Well, yes, but where did that fake dossier and other information come from? It started with Stephen Halper, the Cambridge professor. And, you know, he was a known CIA... he's the one that reached out to all of the, like, Page and Papadopoulos.
Yeah. And prompted by the FBI, I believe.
Brennan was in on that, too. I mean, Brennan's the one that gave the thing to McCain and Harry Reid, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But don't you think it's funny that the AG Barr is having to color code like crayons for the Democrats so they can understand?
Well, actually, it's a pretty smart technique to use. An attorney was telling me that's something really good attorneys do. So with just a glance at it, you can go, okay, that's grand jury testimony, so we don't have to worry about this. This is people who we don't want to out, so, you know, we want to concentrate on that. So it's actually a pretty smart move on his part.
Just a couple other things.
Sure.
Do you remember years ago when I looked it back up on the internet, when Maxine Waters said when Obama was still president, she said that Obama's got a secret database like no other person has who's been in that office. And what did Samantha Powers do in 2016? She unmasked 260 people. That's one a day for every day you work. And Obama's been doing this for 5 years. And the other thing I wanted to say is the John Baker testimony between Page and McCabe. She's talking about packages because Jim Jordan is asking Baker how many FISAs did you did you approve? And the FBI lawyer wouldn't let him, but Jim Jordan's got it in Page's text messages. It's 8 packages in one text and 9 in the other. So that's a total of 17 FISA warrants that they put out on people. And I got one more thing to say about Julian Assange. He got Hillary's emails from Seth Rich and... Well, not Hillary, it's the DNC. And who was the head of the DNC at the time? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she had to walk away in shame because of what came out about what they did to Bernie.
Well, here's the thing. They kept saying that that Russia did this, tacked it, and gave it to Julian Assange. Don't you think that Russia hacked Hillary Clinton's server?
No, I don't.
You don't think they did?
No, That's why If it had, why didn't the DNC let the FBI go in there?
Not the DNC server. Dan's referring to her private server.
I'm talking about Hillary Clinton's server.
No, I think China hacked her private server.
Well, but let's say this. I mean, Russia, that's the exact type of opportunity that they would go for. So they would hack it. And so why didn't any of the emails from her server show up with WikiLeaks? Because it was all stuff that came from the Clinton Foundation and DNC.
Well, people can, you can leave a trail to make it look like somebody else did it.
Of course.
I mean, you know, I could. There's people that could do it. And I just think that the DNC was hacked by Seth Rich because they said you couldn't transfer that much data unless you did it by a thumb drive.
Yeah, I think it was copied and given.
Yeah, uh-huh. And, you know, and then he dies. You know, nothing stolen from him, no watches, no billfold or anything like that.
And, just shot.
Oh, and I looked up...
We got to go for it, Flower Child. Hurry up.
Gore Vidal. Yep. I looked him up. He is wonderful. He's holding that book, Julian Assange is.
Flower Child, thanks for the telephone call. Rodney, hi. Coming to you, buddy. Rodney, what's up?
Hey, Dan. How y'all doing today?
Very good.
Our president is a genius, y'all. He's a genius. You know, Dan, I told you the other day, you know, I'm on the Trump train now. I'm not worried about all that. I got faith in our new attorney general. I'm going to let him handle that. I think Sessions, after you look at all this, I think I was spot on with Sessions. Sessions got it set up. He got out of there. He didn't want to pull the trick on this. And I don't blame him. But I think we're good with that. But our president is spot on with this. Democrats are scattering. They don't want these illegal aliens in their sanctuary cities. And Trump's going to send them to them. He's going to send every one of them to them. They're going to be begging him to send them all back into Mexico, and I want to know how much money he wants to close the border or get the wall built. This is fabulous. It's fantastic. It's a great way to start off a weekend without football, just to watch these bunch of idiots standing around like trying to play defense. It's amazing, Dan. If anybody doesn't have a big screen TV, you're more than welcome to come over to my house and watch the comedy show, because it has been a comedy show, Dan.
Well, I tell you, it is. I'm really looking forward to this weekend and seeing what the chatter level is going to be. But this whole bar thing, that got a ton of chatter from my group. And I can just feel something is about to happen here.
Yeah, it's about to happen. And the Democrats are like a bunch of sharks in a tank, and they devour in each other. It's hilarious. These guys, I've always thought that they wasn't very smart, but these guys are ignorant, all of them. Pelosi, Schumer, all of them are a bunch of ignorant fools that get hand scripts to read, and none of them have the intelligence of a rock on side of the highway. So just everybody, look, America's doing great. We're doing fine. Thank our president. Praise God. For putting the brakes on and bringing Trump into this, because I believe it was a biblical actions moving with this. But anyway, everybody enjoy your weekend and go Trump.
You drive safe, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so let's continue on with Clapper here. And why didn't you tell Trump about this whole thing that they were being stalked and tracked by the Russians? Listen to his answer here. Plus that he did.
Yeah, I mean, if they're only concerned about the Russians, why wouldn't you inform them?
Right. Well, listen how he answers this.
He was unclear. He did not expound on what gave him concern. It sounded like he was open to being concerned, and he was going to wait to hear what the Inspector General had to say. But I want to talk about how what you hear Republicans saying and the president is that they should have alerted, if there was an investigation, a counterintelligence investigation that involved the Trump campaign, they should have alerted the Trump campaign. Now, you were the person who in January of 2017, one of the people, went to tell the then president-elect that all of this was swirling around. And he had already been alerted that Russians were trying to interfere in the campaign. And so should the campaign have known before that date
that
you went over
it.
There, that there was an possibly a counterintelligence investigation involving some people connected to the campaign?
Well, I can't speak specifically, Allison, to what the FBI did. I believe, but I don't know for sure, but I believe they did give kind of standard defensive briefings after the candidates were designated after their respective conventions. When the two candidates emerged, we started, as is customary, intelligence briefings for both candidates.
But and should, those, it have gone, those I mean, should it have gone deeper?
Those intelligence briefings included reporting on the Russian meddling that was ongoing.
Now, he kind of said two different things there, but you got to be careful because, remember, a CIA person, an intelligence officer, is into deception. And so what he said is, after the convention, they were getting briefings. We got briefings after our convention. Reagan would get a national security report that Dick Allen and Bill Casey would sit in on.
Right.
And that's standard. He implied that they were... He said, I don't know what they were telling him, but he kind of implied that the FBI was telling them about domestic issue. And then at the very end, he kind of said that in those briefings included Russian interference. Well, that's easy to figure. All you got to do is go get that briefing paper and look at it and see what it says. I don't think it did.
Well, and what kind of Russian interference?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not to the level that they have come up with now.
Are you claiming the hacking of the DNC? Are you claiming activities on social media or, you know, AstroTurf protests or these sorts of... Or did you tell them specifically there are Russians trying to stalk you and recruit your campaign or members of your campaign?
Exactly. That are actually assets to the FBI. Let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
You correct me if I'm wrong.
You know I will.
All right. Congress writes and passes laws, correct?
Correct.
And the AG enforces those laws.
Well, the executive branch and different parts of the executive branch enforce those laws.
But the attorney general has the right to enforce looking at any law that he deems necessary.
Correct.
Right. Now that he's doing that, these Dems, they don't like it because it's not...
Well, it could blow back on them. That's why they don't like it.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's, he's supporting a Republican president, and they don't like it.
Well, he's doing his job. And see, I poo-poo the fact that this is doing this because he's a Republican president. He's doing it because what was done was wrong and he's looking into it.
And he should.
Absolutely.
And I agree with Rodney. I like to hear Rodney when he calls in. I hope Trump does put the immigrants into San Francisco.
California, here we come.
Yeah, because that's where Nancy Pelosi, I understand, that's her hometown.
Yeah. Well, San Francisco's her hometown. It's her home state.
She don't want that. It's okay to send them to Montgomery, Alabama.
No, I would send them to San Francisco and send them to L.A. and I'd send them to Sacramento.
I would, too. All right, I'm waiting on your 2 o'clock interview with your guest speakers.
You got it. It should be good.
Have a great weekend. You enjoy.
Thank you.
Take care.
News Channel 93.1 FM, Demo Show. We'll be back after this break.
Dan Morris Show.
Biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region. 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are.
An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all. Look at us.
Go to Ricochet. Ricochet, welcome aboard.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm fairly well. Just on the way to work, as usual. I want to get your opinion on something. I was just thinking about this Julian Assange that they're getting ready to try to extradite back to the United States. When this what's the lady's name that gave the information over, Manning?
Josie Manning.
Yes, to Assad. Okay, now, could it possibly be that there may have, that Manning possibly gave some maybe email to Assad, maybe relating to this Russian Trump collusion delusion, like maybe where there was some where there was some talk too from the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton, the DNC, and then there were some emails that was given to Assad that has not come to light yet, and maybe when he gets over here he may go before Congress to testify, yes, there was, here's some communication, here's some emails, that sort of thing.
I'm not sure why that would happen that way. So you're saying that Chelsea Manning got what type of emails?
Okay, well, you know how they had the information where Clinton was destroying emails based on a subpoena before that.
But how would Chelsea Manning have gotten that?
Well, through the intelligence committee, or through the intelligence source that she had.
Well, what he had, when he was in Afghanistan, he was in the intelligence department in Afghanistan. He was taking information that was coming into their central processing that was a command and control in Afghanistan for intelligence for the military so they could go and target and hit Taliban and key leaders. What he was doing, he was taking that information and saying, we're not just killing leaders, we're killing leaders and their families.
Okay. All right. I got you. Glad you cleared that up. And I'm sure there's some other folks out there that are thinking the same thing. But thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ricochet.
All right. Bye-bye.
88.
Yes.
84 is Big Brother.
I have no clue. We should ask.
88, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thanks. How are you guys today?
We're really good.
The Democrats, you know, making a big deal in the media, making a big deal out of using the word spy. You know what word are they? That's what they were doing was spying. How else would you describe that?
Well, they surveillance and things like that. Spying denotes something. Spying denotes something criminal or not approved.
Well, that's a good point. They certainly don't mind throwing out words like treason, which is a big deal.
Or that Trump is a Russian asset, or that Russia has something over Trump.
Right.
I would love for them to prove that one.
Exactly. I'm baffled that they're picking on the word spy.
Because it's getting close to home. Because if they did do that, and they did it through a trumped up dossier and a FISA warrant that was not correct, then they did that. They misused the power of government.
Okay. All right. It's just been bothering me that's the direction they decided to go.
Yeah, well, because they're getting panicked, I'm telling you. They're getting panicked.
It's good to hear.
Yep. Thanks for the telephone call.
All right, Nana.
I'd be remiss if I did not tell you at this point in my life that this show's hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass and Preble location. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Dick has got these trucks on sale big time. You need to go out and see what he's got and take advantage of it. Get in there and talk to him, negotiate with them. They're ready to sell brand new cars and trucks at Brubaker Motors. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Going to be back right after this.
Pinned to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all. 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
If it's electrical, we do it all. We'll be there for you anytime, day or night, and we'll get it done. We'll do it right. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. White House sources earlier told Fox the plan was considered and rejected, but President Trump just tweeted, "We are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities only." Those are cities that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities like San Francisco and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district.
I don't know anything about it, but again, it's just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States and disrespectful of the challenges that we face.
Meantime, more troops may be sent to the border.
Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan tells reporters at the Pentagon that he's been having regular conversations with the Department of Homeland Security about military participation in border security.
I expect an increase in support.
But Shanahan wouldn't say anything about how large of a deployment or for how long or in what role.
Fox's Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Look for another relatively quiet day today. It's going to be warm with a high temperature up to about 83. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm later on this afternoon or tonight, but the chances are very small. In fact, even tomorrow, there'll be some widely scattered storms around, but a lot of towns will stay dry. A breezy, warm day tomorrow. Saturday's high around 83. Scattered thunderstorms Saturday night and in through the overnight hours. Then a risk of severe weather beginning early on Sunday. In fact, maybe even pre-dawn in the western counties and spreading eastward through the morning and the afternoon hours with damaging wind gusts and the threat of tornadoes as well. Please get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. It's going to be your best friend. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Instant push notifications for severe weather alerts and advanced interactive radar as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We'll back up to those clips and see where we are here. Okay, now, remember, he kind of suggested that, he was getting briefed. The campaign was getting briefed, and I doubt so, but she buys that. She takes it hook, line, and sinker. Listen in.
Yeah, so when you hear different Republican lawmakers say, how dare they not alert the campaign that there was this counterintelligence investigation, are they right or wrong?
Well, I don't know what the decision calculus here was by the FBI contemporaneously, but I do know as a general rule, with respect to a counterintelligence investigation, that when you start it, you want to be sure who is potentially complicit and who isn't, and there's as a general rule of thumb, you try to be as cloistered and compartmented about such investigations for all kinds of good reasons. So, again, I don't know what the decision calculus was at the time, contemporaneously, that the FBI used. It's my understanding they did give general counterintelligence briefings, specifically focused, I believe, on the Russians.
I believe in the Russians, but wasn't quite sure. Remember, he's in the disinformation business. That's what these guys do. So let's continue on with Clapper here. Then we have one more, don't we? No, was that it?
That was it.
Okay. Let's truck down to Troy Gowdy here. He's going to be talking about Brennan and Barr's statement.
You know, what do you make of all of, you know, John Brennan and James Clapper very upset that Bill Barr had the audacity in their terms to use the word, the spying word yesterday?
Well, he did use the spying word. I prefer the word surveillance. I'm sure they're synonyms, and if they're not, they're first cousins. So
they are, according to Webster's.
If you use the word surveillance, then what Bill Barr said is the least newsworthy thing that was said by anyone yesterday. We already know the United States government was doing surveillance on at least two members of the right. Trump campaign. What we don't know is, were there others? When did it begin? What's the factual predicate? I find it amusing that John Brennan says he received bad information. The reason that you don't use bad information, or to prevent you from using bad information, you're supposed to investigate, corroborate, vet, none of which was done with the dossier. And Clapper, what a drama king, to use the words amazed and stunned. What Barr said is, we're going to look into whether or not the powers given the United States government were used to surveil a presidential campaign. I would hope everyone would want that to happen.
Yep.
And they really, you heard them in their conversation. They were perplexed by Barr. And, oh gosh, this is outrageous. So let's continue on with Troy Gowdy. And let me see the cut, so I can see the title of it. How were they using their power that we've turned over to them? This is a great point on Troy Gowdy's part.
When you look back, I went back and looked at the transcript from yesterday a little more closely, and he says, you know, I want to look at the IG report, Horowitz's report, which is coming out, I guess, in the June time frame, late May, early June time frame. He said, I want to look at the investigations that were done on the Hill, and then I want to see if there are questions that still aren't answered, and if there are questions that still aren't answered about whether or not there was unsubstantiated, that there wasn't a predicate for basically spying, surveilling members of the Trump campaign, then I think we all need to know about that, because you really, spying on a campaign is kind of a big deal, right?
Spying on any American is a big deal. Doing surveillance, which is why you have to go through certain evidentiary checkpoints before you can surveil an American or intercept communications or wiretap, or even in some states, even have a consensual conversation if you're a law enforcement officer wearing a wire, which also happened in this case. I am really, mm-hmm. to use Clapper's word, stunned that anyone would not want to know what was the factual predicate for the United States government to monitor the conversations and activities of two campaign officials, regardless of whether they were working for a Republican or a Democrat. I would think all Americans would want to know, how are you using these awesome powers that we entrust you with?
Joey, go back and play that again. I'll tell you where to stop it.
When you look back, I went back and looked at the transcript from yesterday a little more closely, and he says, you know, I want to look at the IG report, Horowitz's report, which is coming out, I guess, in the June time frame, late May, early June time frame. He said, I want to look at the investigations that were done on the Hill, and then I want to see if there are questions that still aren't answered, and if there are questions that still aren't answered about whether or not there was unsubstantiated, that there wasn't a predicate for basically spying, surveilling members of the Trump campaign, then I think we all need to know about that, because you really, spying on a campaign is kind of a big deal, right?
Spying on any American is a big deal. Doing surveillance, which is why you have to go through certain evidentiary checkpoints before you can surveil an American or intercept communications or wiretap, or even in some states, even have a consensual conversation if you're a law enforcement officer wearing a wire, which also happened in this case.
Wearing a wire, which also happened in this case. I don't remember getting a report that there was a wire being
wired. Yeah, I wonder if Trey Gowdy messed up there.
Or if he knows something we don't.
That's what I mean, but maybe that was something in a closed session he learned about. because I don't remember anything.
The only thing I remember them saying, Rosenstein, why don't you wear a wire?
Sure.
But, and the other thing that Morning Joe did, which is another big heads up, they made a big point that they went to the judges approved this, they were all Republicans, and it's all on the judges. It's not on somebody presenting a document that was not accurate. They're trying to lay these predicates down before this information gets out of how this thing happened. They're going to run into themselves trying to do this. And again, like we talked about off mic, wouldn't it be amazing if Mueller in his report says, and I think I recommend that you look into the origin of the FISA documents. That's all he has to say in the report. And remember, Nancy Pelosi said, I trust Mueller. So as soon as Mueller says that in there, it's game's over, match set, it's done. Because then Barr is only doing what Mueller suggested to do, if that happens. And I think there's a high possibility it could happen. Okay, so Dems' reaction to Barr's comment and how off the chain they were.
Some of the reaction to Bill Barr, who, you know, prior to yesterday had a reputation that was fairly even across Republicans and Democrats in terms of how they looked at him and his career. It seems to have changed, you know, on a dime. And here's some of that reaction on the Hill.
If he wanted to be Michael Cohen's replacement as Donald Trump's mouthpiece, he should have applied for that job.
It just raises again the issue of whether or not Barr really is the independent attorney general that this country needs.
Did Attorney General Barr embarrass himself yesterday, disgrace himself yesterday?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think about that, Trey?
I think that last voice was Eric Swalwell's, and for your viewers that don't know who that is, that's a member of the Judiciary Committee and the Intelligence Committee from California. He's running for president, which I'm sure none of your viewers are familiar with, and they won't be a year from now. So he's trying to get attention. Nancy Pelosi said that Barr was off the rails. If anyone in the country would understand being off the rails, it would be Speaker Pelosi. This is a guy that was voice voted by the Senate. Democrats loved him. They thought he was an institutionalist. He was going to revive the Department of Justice. What they don't like is what he summarized in the Mueller report. That's what they don't like. No collusion, and we decided there's no obstruction of justice. And now, if that wasn't bad enough, now he's going to say something as crazy as, we're going to look at the origins of this investigation to make sure the law was followed. That's what they're upset about.
I like that.
Good summary, Trey. I loved his line there about Swalwell.
Perfect. And when you look at him answering that question, he's got that little smirky look on his face.
Sure.
That my intelligence person says, look at, when you're talking to somebody, you're looking at their facial expression, and then you're listening to what they're saying, and do they match up? They don't match up with him. Gowdy is priceless. I love this guy. Okay, now he's going to be talking about Rosenstein and where he kind of came out at all this.
Well, that obviously has a lot of people very nervous to hear that. I want to put up a statement that Rod Rosenstein just said just a short time ago this evening about Bill Barr, the Attorney General. He said he's being as forthcoming as he can, and so this notion that he's trying to mislead people, I think, is just completely bizarre. What do you say about that?
Martha, I'm in a really small minority. I think Bill Barr's being more forthcoming than he should be. I don't think the Department of Justice should publish derogatory information on someone who has not been charged. So you get Schiff and others talking about beyond a reasonable doubt. That's what you have to convict. They don't even have evidence enough to charge, which is probable cause. So Bill Barr is going to be far more transparent than I think if the shoe were on the other foot and this was a Democrat AG with an uncharged person. Remember what Comey did. And all of us said, when did the government start holding press conferences and announcing derogatory information on people who were not charged? That's exactly what the Democrats want Barr and Mueller to do with President Trump.
And it's worth remembering that that's exactly what Rod Rosenstein outlined in the memo that gave the president the substance to decide to go ahead and fire Jim Comey. At least that's the sequence of events as it was laid out. So it's interesting to hear him say that he's sticking up for Bill Barr. They also worked together very closely throughout this entire process, overseeing the special counsel to the extent that they did that.
You know, we were always wondering whether Rosenstein was a white hat or a black hat. So far, he's a white hat out of watching these last 2 weeks. Because he was there, he was getting the Mueller report, he was managing it, helped Barr with the four-page summary, is helping him with the redaction, has been keeping Mueller informed, so Barr says, asking him questions, asking him to be a part of the whole thing. So he may end up to be what we had hoped for, and a white hat and a really good guy out of this. We can hope. Let's get this last piece in here. Trey Gowdy on Greg Craig indictment. Listen in.
I want to say one other thing here about Greg Craig, who's a name that, you know, people have heard a lot over the years. He was in the Obama administration, a lawyer. He now has a similar problem, it sounds like to me, and you can tell me what his legal situation is, kind of like what Mike Flynn went through in terms of not registering as a federal agent and doing work for the Ukraine. How much trouble do you think that Greg Craig, this former Obama official, may be in?
I think he's been indicted for making a false statement to the FBI, which is what Papadopoulos and Flynn were also charged with. I guess if you're looking for a bright side, it is that neither Republicans nor Democrats can make false material statements to an FBI agent during the course of an investigation. So if you want a blind justice system, if you want her to wear a blindfold, I think that's good. He's presumed innocent. It is Mueller indicting a Democrat. So for everyone who said there are 13 angry Democrats that are only targeting Republicans, I'm pretty sure this defendant
is a Democrat. I just want to give a chance to play this soundbite. This is from Greg Craig, sticking up for himself. Watch.
This prosecution is unprecedented and unjustified. I am confident that both the judge and the jury will agree with me.
Quick thought before we go, Trey?
He better hope the jury agrees with him, and if he were that confident, he wouldn't be having a press conference right now.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. News 73.1, Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
In your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls, we're about to close out the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. If you want to get in, you better call. We don't like to do that in interrupting the legislative roundtable. 272-9228. Let's pull up Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale. He's not worried about the Democrats. Let's listen in. This is on CBS This Morning.
No shortage of Democrats running for the White House in 2020. Right now, there are 18 declared candidates and one more who plans to make it official this weekend. The Republican incumbent has dismissed most of them. President Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parscale, spoke to Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan about the crowded Democratic field and the ways they're using social media.
What Democrats have impressed you so far? Who's mastering the digital game?
I don't know. Do you have the book full of all the people? Like I turn pages. none of them right now. I'm not really worried about any of them right now. I think they're going to beat up each other so much. I'm expecting another 15, I think, by next weekend, it seems like. And it's one a day now, I think.
But Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, they've been given credit for building out in the digital space, connecting with people that way.
Yeah, and none of them have even touched us in one metric yet.
No one's got you worried. You don't think anyone's doing it well?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying no one's caught us in a while.
Bernie could run for it in 2016.
But him and Hillary combined still didn't touch us.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I'm not worried about it. Play catch up all they want. I think the president has put a great team and God thankfully has trusted in me and Jared Kushner and others to build a team that, is I think changing the way it's done. And I think nobody in Republican politics has ever been close to this kind of enthusiasm and small dollar excitement.
That would be a fun place to be in a campaign wise, to be there right now, because it's early, you're kind of the beginning, you're the home team. And he sounded pretty confident. You're going to hear that reiterated. And this is CBS. This is the talk back after that part of the interview. Matter of fact, the remaining part of that interview is going to be on Face the Nation Sunday. I will definitely be catching this. This guy's good.
A lot of confidence there. I mean, why even go to work in the morning?
Look, the key point from Parscale is, while Democrats are raising money in their own silos for their own campaigns, the president is consolidating money across the country. And when it's comes time to use it, he will have more than enough resources. And that's something that gives a re-election campaign a degree of confidence.
Also, Major,
any re-election campaign.
If they were worried, do you think that they would tell Margaret or anybody else who were worried about? And do you happen to know anybody that they are worried about but not saying? He's not going to admit it publicly.
You can tell that there is a rapid White House response to Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Joe Biden. That is an indicator. No. But no, the Trump White House and the Trump campaign is not big on telegraphing worry.
So that was interesting, a little talk back. Let me pick up two other stories here before as we end this piece out here. Georgetown students vote for reparation fee in their annual fees.
Results overnight show students at Georgetown University support paying reparations to help atone for the school's past. Undergraduates voted overwhelmingly yesterday in favor of a $27 per semester fee to benefit descendants of 272 slaves who were sold by the school in the 1800s. The measure, which still needs the school's approval, could set an important precedent for other schools. Chip Reed spoke to students on both sides of the debate, and he's at Georgetown's campus in Washington. Chip, both sides, it sounds like a lot of the students are standing on one side in particular.
Absolutely, they are. People here at Georgetown are waking up to the fact that a solid majority of students are willing to pay for the school's past sins. I talked to some students here early this morning, and they say they believe it's a moral obligation.
We needed to affect change in the university. We've all benefited from the sales of these slaves previously, and I think that we have a duty now to show our responsibility in the fact that we did benefit from them.
Georgetown's endowment is over $1.5 billion, but in 1838, the school, deep in debt, sold 272 slaves to stay open. In 2016, the university's president apologized.
We will seek forgiveness
for our participation in the institution of slavery.
An institution that left this institution divided.
So they have what, 1. What billion?
Yes.
And they're going to hit the students up for the fee? Now, it's got to be approved, and it may not get approval out here. This is really unusual to me. I thought it fascinating that Georgetown had to sell their slaves to keep the place open. I guess those Jesuits weren't coming up with the moolah. Let's listen in to the second part.
Now, students here have voted to pay an additional $27.20 each semester that would benefit the descendants of those 272 slaves.
Georgetown students just need to recognize how much other people have sacrificed in order for them to be where they are.
But opponents like freshman Henry Dye argue the effort to unchain Georgetown's past takes liberty from today's
unchain
students. You say it's a slap in the face at liberty.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I don't believe we should morally impose our values on other students.
And the conversation isn't only taking place at Georgetown.
I believe it's time to start the national, full-blown conversation about reparations in this country.
Some 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have come out in support of reparations. A recent survey found a majority of Democrats support studying ways to compensate Black Americans for the impact of slavery. Georgetown has renamed buildings for two of the slaves and offered preferential admission to their descendants, like this New Orleans chef who came here as a freshman at age 63.
Georgetown students are setting a precedent here by doing something that's never been done before.
In a statement, the university says it appreciates that students have made their voices heard, but the university has not said that they will implement the fee. It's not clear when or if that will happen.
I want to hear the Democrats do their national debate of this. Joey, shall we do the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes, let's do
that. Get back to Joey.
And the winner is... East of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies himself?
East of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies, you are going to probably go get 5 dozen hubcap cookies down there. Give me a buzz, East, so I can get you loaded up, buddy. New Star 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show heading to the top of the hour break. Going to be back, hopefully with Legislative Roundtable right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB. Show.